Some of these personal ads sure did get personal. Now, here's a man that'll pay $100 reward for the return of his dog. No questions asked. Oh, and here's another one that'll pay $25 reward for the return of his wife. And a lot of questions asked. Thelma, how come you spending so much time fixing your face just to go to the library?
Well, Michael, you never know when you'll meet a guy who want to take out something besides a book.
Well, that's true. Instead of reading a horror story, he'll go out with one.
All right, buddy, that's 12.
12 what?
12 times you hassled me since Ma's been gone.
Hold on, Thelma. You mean to tell me you've been keeping a hassle list? Now, that's a dirty, low-down, rotten,
13.
Sneaky trick. What do you mean, 13? That's not fair. I'm gonna keep one on you. You think I'm...
Put down the paper and put down the comb, because the ebony breadwinner has arrived home. Hey, anybody gonna ask me how the day at work went? I'm glad y'all asked. Had a big business lunch with the boss. Took me to one of those fancy restaurants, La Grande de Maison La Cherbourg. That's French for the hamburgers cost $5.
What's in the box, JJ?
Oh, glad you asked, Michael. You know, as I was perusing my wardrobe, I came to the startling realization that I was short of shorts. I got one for each day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
Hey, what you gonna do for Saturday?
Guess I'm gonna have to live dangerously.
Oh, I'll get it. Okay, I'll see you guys later.
All right, Thumb.
Oh, Buckman, what do you want?
I'm surprised at you, Thelma. You should never look the gift horse in the mouth.
How can I? I always think of you as the other end of the horse.
Horse is more like Orca, the killer whale of the ghetto.
Just for that, I'm not gonna let you have this.
What you got there, Buckman? Look, you got a CB going.
Hold on, Buckman. You were gonna let us have a CB?
Out of the goodness of my heart.
Oh, yeah. I would like to believe that, Buckman, except for two little details. You have no goodness and you have no heart.
You better watch it, JJ. Don't put your fingerprints on that, because that CB could also stand for citizen burglarized.
I'm appalled that you would think that. Okay, fellas, I'll hand it to you straight. I'm in a bind. Look, you got to hold this CB until it heats off.
You're right, Michael. He swiped it.
I know it.
Hey, no, man. I bought it. As a matter of fact, I'll be buying it for the next 36 months. You see, the heat is Mrs. Buckman.
Hold on. You mean Mrs. Buckman is the fuzz?
Only on her upper lip a little bit. You see, the problem is, Mrs. Buckman caught me talking on the CB to a trucker.
And what's wrong with that?
The trucker's name was Florence. Flatbed Florence.
See why you're in trouble.
Hey, that's only half of it. She hit the ceiling when she found out what my CB name was.
What do you call yourself, Buckman? Big Bad Buffalo Butt?
No, man. I'm known over the airways as Superstar.
Buckman, I don't think it's the name that's bugging Mrs. Buckman. It's the lie.
Now, that's a cold shot, but I need you.
Hey, JJ, man, do you know how to operate a CB?
That's like asking the Harlem Globetrotters if they know how to dribble.
Hey, well, let's check it out.
Check it out.
Hey, remember, fellas, don't let anybody know about this, okay? I mean, Mrs. Buckman think I'm getting rid of it, but this is our little secret.
Hey, y'all. Oh, look her here, look her here. Buckman, what you doing?
Nothing.
I know. That's that CB radio you bought that's gonna take you 3 years to pay off, that your old lady get rid of because she found out you were sitting on some chick. Ain't that right, Superstar?
How do you know about that?
Well, Lola got her own antenna. Pardon me. Now, I promised your mom I'm gonna look in on you. Let's count noses. There's one, two. Where is the other nose?
Thelma went to the library.
Oh, yeah. To meet someone who might be interested in taking out something beside a book. I gotta get home now and get Penny's dinner started. I'll see you later, Super Tub.
She does have her own antenna. Hey, JJ, will you show me how to operate this CB?
Well, my own pleasure, little brother. My own pleasure.
Oh, fellas, take care of my little baby for me, okay?
See, Michael, all you gotta do is just turn on this little switch here. Mm-hmm.
And?
You on the air.
Don't play that thing too loud or I'll have to evict you.
Mrs. Sampson, where are you, Lady Lou? Over.
Southbound on Loomis. Over.
Breaker 1-6. Breaker 1-6.
Go ahead, Breaker. What's the handle? Over.
JJ.
J who?
You take one J, and then you take another J, and that adds up to me, JJ. Tall, tan, good-looking, and the inventor of cool.
You have a sexy voice, Mr. JJ.
Well, if you think the voice is sexy, wait till you see the body that it comes out of.
In time, right now, I got the back on out. 10-4, JJ.
10-4, whoa. Yeah. Okay, Michael, now there you go. All you gotta do is whenever you go in on a channel, just say breaker, then give your breaker number, then give your handle.
I can't.
Sure you can.
JJ, I know what to say on the telephone, but I don't know how to talk on no CB.
Hey, Michael, nobody expects you to be as glib as me. I mean, if they had a contest, they'd nominate me for the Golden Tongue Award. Just open your mouth and keep it flapping.
Hey, where you going?
Michael, I paid for Saturday, and I'm gonna get Saturday.
Fun girl?
That doesn't sound like you, Chopper.
It's not. It's,
What's your handle?
Handle,
I didn't read. Come on, Breaker. Give me a handle with clear the air.
JJ.
Who?
JJ. You know, you take one J, then take another J, put them both together, and you got me, JJ.
Hey, that's cool. I don't recognize your handle. How long have you had ears?
Ears? They came with my head. Hey, how'd you get the handle Fun Girl?
Because I like fun things. Dancing, bike riding, walks in the park, bowling. You name it. If it's fun, I like it.
Hey, well, then it's a sense that you're like me, because when you talk about fun, I am the most.
How old are you?
6 × 4 − 2, which would give you an even 22. You know, sometimes I wonder how I was able to squeeze so much charm into so few years.
Hey, what do you do?
I am an artiste at an ad agency. What do you do?
I'm a dancer. Hey, what do you look like?
Let's just say I am blessed with the best. What do you look like?
What do I sound like I look like?
All right. Hey.
Hey, JJ, I really like jawjacking with you, but I gotta sign off now. I'll be back on at 2100 looking for you, baby. Roger and out.
Roger and out.
Ow! Serious CB joint.
I bet you probably have a big date tonight, huh?
Wrong.
Oh, well, isn't there anybody you want to go visit?
Mm-mm.
What about Lorraine Buchanan?
Oh, Michael. Michael, I haven't talked to her in over 2 years.
Well, Thumma, that's even a better reason to drop in and say hello.
Michael, are you trying to kick me out of the house?
Who, me? Whatever gave you that idea?
You. Well, if you are, forget it, because I'm tired and nothing's getting me out of the house tonight.
Hi. Me and Milana gonna bake a cake, and I need 2 eggs.
Hey, I'll get them. Hey, Thumma, why don't you help her?
Hey, that'd be a great idea.
Yeah, you know you're a regular genius in that kitchen.
Wait a minute. Now, Michael, you always complain about my cooking.
Well, you know, Thumma, lately it has been improving. As a matter of fact, I haven't thrown up for over a month.
Michael, are you sure you're not trying to get rid of me?
Oh, me?
We need some flour, too.
Flour? Here you go.
And a cup of milk.
Cup of milk.
No, make that 2 cups. One for the cake and one for me.
Here you go.
All I need is 2 cups.
Oh, that's okay. Just take the whole thing and bring back what you don't need.
And do you have a cake pan?
Cake pan. Hey, hold on. I got a better idea. Why don't you just borrow this?
Now, that's the kind of cake I like to bake best. One that came from the store.
Yeah.
Thumma, you want to come and help us eat it?
Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, Thumma's even more of a genius at eating than she is at baking.
Okay, Michael. But nothing better not be going on around here. You hear me? Okay, come on, Penny. Let's go.
See y'all later.
All right, now.
Oh, yeah, Chopper. I'd love to go dancing with you. But, you know, I'm all dated up for the next 3 weeks. Or maybe it's four. Over.
I'm sure anxious to get together with you, fun girl.
Breaker 19.
Breaker acknowledged. What's your handle?
This is JJ, and I'm calling for fun girl.
Sounds like a personal thing to me, so I'm gone. Over and out.
I nearly gave up on you, JJ. I've been thinking about you. I felt, you know, like we really kind of dig on each other.
Hey, baby, you know how it go. You dig, I dig, together we're dug. Hey, I got an idea. How about you and me getting together sometime and weaving a little magic spell?
Well, I'd like to know more about you first.
What more do you need to know except that I'm tall, good-looking, and the inventor of cool?
What do you do at the agency, JJ?
I'm indispensable. As a matter of fact, the boss takes me to all the big luncheon deals. Like today, we had lunch at Le Grand Maison de Cherbourg. That's French where we get $6 for a hamburger.
$5.
Yeah, JJ, man, I didn't expect you home so soon.
Yeah, I bet you didn't, little bro.
Say again?
Yeah, go ahead and say it again. I can hardly wait to hear what JJ is gonna say next.
Stand by, fun girl.
What's all this about?
JJ, I was just kidding. You know, fun girl doesn't know either one of us.
Look here, Michael. I have a tough enough time being me as it is, you know? You can never be me anyway. Now, look here, Michael. You get back on that horn and you tell that girl the truth.
Come on, JJ, man. You're not gonna ask me to do that.
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Otherwise, I'm gonna have you arrested for impersonating a prince. Go ahead, Michael.
Fun girl?
Is that you, JJ?
Well, yeah, sorta. I mean, like, it is and it isn't. It isn't.
I don't understand. If you're not JJ, then what's your handle?
Well, I really don't have one. My real name is Michael.
Then what about all that other stuff? About being good-looking, about being an artiste and an addict, about being tall and cool. What about all that, huh?
My older brother's all those things.
Older brother? How old are you?
17. 16.
You can't be very much if you have to pretend to be your brother. Remember my handle, Fun Girl? All that talk about taking me dancing, taking me for walks in the park, taking me bike riding. I hope you had fun funning me.
Hey, but Fun Girl.
Sorry, buddy. Off the air.
They got hamburger helper, tuna helper. Look at something new here. Junk food helper.
Hey, Willona, I'm gonna go bowling. You think my pants are a little tight?
Honey, if they were any tighter, you have to wear them under your skin.
Oh, Willona. Well, I won't be out too late. See you.
Bye-bye.
See you, Mike.
Yeah, all right, bye.
Oh, Graham, come on, honey. You've been moping around here like you were Farrah Fawcett and you discovered you got a bald spot in the top of your head. Still feeling down about Fun Girl, huh?
Yeah, Willona. You know, I only got a chance to speak to her on the CB a few times. I really started to like her. If only I hadn't pretended to be JJ.
Amen for that. Gramps, honey, look. You got a whole lot to offer, girl, just being yourself.
Yeah, name one thing.
Well, you're conscientious, you're a good-looking boy, and someday soon you're gonna be a handsome, fine young man. But what's more important, you got a good heart, and I love you, baby.
Hey, Willona.
What?
You sure you didn't say that just to make me feel better?
That's why I said it. But also because it happens to be true. I'll see you later, sugar.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Well, how does Saturday grab you?
By the throat. You know, JJ, I surely hope I don't look like that when I get your age.
Michael, you're just jealous because you don't have a physique as good as mine.
Physique? JJ, man, if you didn't have varicose veins, you wouldn't have any legs at all.
Michael, if I had known I was going to get insulted like this, I wouldn't have bothered to get Fun Girl's name and address for you.
You did that? Hey, JJ, man, how'd you do it?
Very simple, Michael.
Come on, tell me.
I just got on my CB yesterday, and I called Chopper, who called Samson, who called the Red Rider over in Stickney. He got in contact with the Long Ranger from Blue Island, who got in contact with Goldilocks from Oaklawn, who got in contact with the Raven from Melrose Park, who contacted all the CBs in Cicero. One of those dudes got in contact with Hot the Trot from Summit. Hot the Trot got in contact with the Black Widow from the South Side. And she relayed my message on to the pirate from River Forest, who knows Fun Girl's cousin personally. And that's how I got it. No trouble at all. Now, here's her name. It's Nancy Coleman. Now, you can go over there and apologize and let her meet the real you.
Okay.
And after she meets the real you, you can apologize for that.
Calling Michael. Come in, Michael. Come in. Yes, what is it?
I'm looking for Nancy.
I'm Nancy Coleman.
Oh, Same first name, right first name, but must be the wrong apartment. Hey, I'm sorry to put you through any trouble.
That's
if
okay.
I did. Yeah, right.
Bye. Yeah. Hey, Thelma.
Three late to you, Bumblebee. Hey. We catch you on the flip. Break 19, it's the mad trucker on that 80. We looking? Come on.
Breaker 19, where you going, man trucker?
Hey, thanks for the comeback there, good buddy. We're heading for that Rock Island town. What's your handle? Get back.
My handle? Bubbling Brown Sugar, but you can call me Bubbly.
And four on the bubbling. Hey, what's your 20? You a mobile or a base? Come on.
Am I who? Listen, if you're asking me if I'm home, yes. I don't know whether I'm a base or whatever you call that.
10-4 and whatever you call that. I'll be back in Chi-Town tomorrow, don't you know? What about you and me getting together? Get back?
Ask him if he's got a friend.
Girl, you almost scared me. You finish your homework?
Yeah, keep talking to
me. Okay. Bubbling Brown Sugar for the mad trucker, over.
Yeah, that's a big 10, Roger. I thought you backed out without signing off. Get back.
Well, you see, a friend of mine just came in.
Yeah, what's your handle? Come on.
My handle, the lady in red.
Oh, 410 on the lady in red. Hey, ladies, I got me a friend. What about the four of us getting together and doing what comes naturally? Get back.
How old is your friend?
29. How about your friend? Come on.
I'll let her tell you herself.
Hey there, lady in red. How old are you, sweet thing? Come on.
I'll be 10 my next birthday. But I'm very mature for my age.
This is a mad trucker. We down, we gone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Gramps, everything okay?
Uh-huh.
What does uh-huh mean?
Uh-huh means uh-huh.
Now, there's some uh-huhs I like, and then there's some uh-huhs I don't like. That's one of those uh-huhs I don't like.
I don't like it either.
Well, come on, Kenny. Let's let Gramps work out his own uh-huhs.
Bye, Michael.
Uh-huh.
This is Fun Girl calling Michael. Come in, Michael.
Fun Girl? This is Michael.
Where have you been? I've been trying to reach you for over half an hour. Are you okay?
Yeah. But why are you calling me? Hey, I thought you were angry at me.
Well, I got to thinking that maybe the other day I was a little rough on you. For a Fun Girl, I wasn't very much fun.
Hey, well, I had no business pretending to be someone that I wasn't.
Let's forget about all that. Let's start being friends all over again. Hey, the other day you said you'd take me dancing. Did you mean it?
Dancing? Oh, yeah, sure. I'll take you dancing. And I'll take you for walks in the park, too. Hey, how'd you like to go roller skating?
Oh, I'd love to go roller skating.
Hey, we can go skiing, too. How'd you like that?
Skiing sounds great. We'll talk about it some more, okay?
Okay.
Fun Girl, clear.
Well, I see y'all are friends again.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Michael, you don't have to thank me. You know what I mean? I mean, what are big brothers for? I don't expect any thanks.
Well, JJ, I got some things to take care of right now, so just leave me alone, all right?
You're welcome.
Phone girl calling Michael. Come in, Michael. Come in, Michael. Do you have your ears on?
Yeah, got you loud and clear there, fun girl. Michael just took a hike. This here is JJ.
Oh, JJ. I've heard a lot about you. Indirectly.
Let me tell you directly and very modestly that everything you've heard is true.
Well, tell Michael I'll be rapping with him later. I got something on my mind.
Listen, why don't you come over and tell him in person?
In person?
Yeah. I'll give you the address. Well, good work, troops. Too bad y'all washed those dishes up so quick. Just when I was gonna give y'all a hand.
Oh, yeah? We got a lot more left.
No. It's always been my motto. When something is going good, don't mess with it.
So
leaves my hands free to handle the knock. Yes, sir. A Reebok cattail.
Hi.
Oh, of course we'll help you. Of course we'll help you. There
you don't understand. I'm fun girl.
Oh, you're a fun girl? Well, get my dollar back. Come on in here. Fun girl, this here's my sister, Delma.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
And my brother, Michael.
Weren't you... You were the one who came to my apartment. And you knew about me. You were gonna take me dancing and skiing. You didn't say anything. You knew I couldn't walk. You still wanted to be friends.
Well, you know.
I put you down for pretending to be something you weren't. And I was doing exactly the same thing. I guess that's why they sell so many CBs. Over the CB, you could be whoever you want. I'm sorry.
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going? I still want to be friends.
You do?
Yeah, sure. We can do a lot of fun things together.
I guess we could. Hello, Michael. Over.
Hello, Nancy. Over.
Well, I'm gonna break out the Kool-Aid. And get that cake you bake if you can lift it. Michael, I got something to say.
Well, JJ, if it's about my lying
to you, exactly what it's about. Michael, you're a beautiful person, and I'm proud of you.
Well, you know, what can I say?